More from the Your Hometown series today as we feature Hampshire. Tag along as we discover why Hampshire is the perfect place to call your hometown. Brought to you by Illinois Lottery, doing good and supporting Illinois communities.
Talk about supporting the community. So here's another name in Hampshire. Trevor Herman, the CFO at the fire chief at the Hampshire Fire Protection District. Trevor, you're on WGN Radio. Thanks for giving us some of your time today.
Good afternoon, John. Thanks for having me.
So where do we find you today? Are you at the fire station, or is this one of your days off?
I'm actually in my office. I just came out of a meeting, and I'm in my office right now.
So what's the work schedule for a firefighter? Is it a volunteer force? Do you have a municipal force? How does that go there?
So we're actually a combination department. We have 12 full-time firefighters and 25 part-time firefighters, and then a chief, a deputy chief, an EMS captain, and then I have a fire marshal and a financial director.
What's the thing that you all do the most then, Trevor? Is it fighting fires? Is it wellness checks? Is it medical? What do you all do?
Medical calls and accidents are our top calls. We catch the most of those. And then fires, although last year I have to say for our size town, we don't have a lot of fires, but last year we did. We had about $2 million in fire loss last year, which was a pretty bad year for us.
What would you advise people? Just talk about fire prevention for a sentence or two here. What do you want people to know or do?
Well, we enhanced our we have a residential smoke detector program, and we actually enhanced it last year. One of my firefighters, Jenny Meisner, she actually went we focused on the 55 and older last year.
Yeah.
And one of the things we found is a lot of smoke detectors didn't have batteries in them. The batteries were dead. The detectors were in the wrong location, or the detectors had actually expired. And, you know, most smoke detectors, people don't realize they expire about every 10 years or at the manufacturer's recommendation. And it's really essential that you check those, test them monthly, and make sure that they're working, because it is the difference between life and death.
Well, maybe what took Gene Hackman's and his wife's lives was not carbon monoxide or a gas leak. But a lot of us have those protectors in our home, and a lot of us have pulled the battery out because it went off at a time that was inconvenient. And I'm just thinking, if I put the batteries back in, are my things functional? You know, Lou Manfredini's always reminding us about that. But if sometime over the course of the year you were burning some bacon, maybe today is the day to remind yourself to make sure you have those things in working order, right?
Absolutely. And one of the things we do find when we go on EMS calls or just going to people's homes is they do not have carbon monoxide detectors, which that is a law. And it's very important because carbon monoxide is odorless and colorless, and the only way it is detected is through that detector. So it's very, very important that you have those. And a few years back, we had a fatal fire, and the smoke detector didn't have batteries in it. And if they had, it would probably have been the difference. So it's just a shame. So one of the things you really, really have to make sure that you're checking on a regular basis.
So what's life like in Hampshire? You are in the northwest part of our listening area in Kane County. It's a small town. I think I saw 9 square miles, about 7,000 people. So a small town. What's life like there for you all?
Well, I was born and raised here. It was very small when I was growing up, but it's rapidly growing. The village has done a great job getting the downtown fixed up, so there's a lot of businesses and restaurants down there. And you know, all of our other government entities, they do a great job with events, the Park District and the Chamber of Commerce. So it's a great town to live in. Everybody's friendly, and I couldn't be happier here. And I'm certainly glad that I've spent my whole entire life here. And my parents were born and raised here, as well as my grandparents. So yeah. We've always been around here, and I actually enjoy seeing some of the growth that's going on.
So everybody knows the Herman family. Is that it?
Yeah, we've been here a long time. I'm actually retiring here in May. And my grandfather was actually one of the founders of the fire department back in 1931 after the 1929 Great Hampshire Fire. They'd established a fire department in 31. So he served for 45 years. My dad was on here for 25 years, and now I'm serving my 36th year. My mom was also on here for 5 years. So when I retire in May, it'll be the first time in the history department there is no longer a Herman on the roster. So bittersweet, if you will, John, bittersweet.
I can imagine. What's the story of the Great Hampshire Fire?
So about a third of the downtown actually burned down. It was on the west side, basically where Dry Miller's Meats are, which I know you've heard of them.
Yeah.
But the fire actually started in that area, and it burned that side of the street down, and it also jumped across the street and burned a little bit of the east side down. So there was no fire department in 1929. They actually used a bucket brigade. And right after that, they established a fire department in 1931.
I guess structures were closer, they were wooden, and there just weren't probably codes to protect properties back then, huh?
No, not in 1929. And like I said, they were all pretty much built together and attached. So, yeah, it went pretty quickly.
Yeah, right. By the way, one last thing. What's the work schedule like for a firefighter these days? Is it like 36 on and 72 off, or how does that go?
So my firefighters are 24 on and 48 off, and then, of course, our administrative staff works days from 7 to 3.
And that's probably, is that a nice lifestyle? I've always been intrigued by that.
Yeah, the firefighters love that 24-48 hour schedule, and some of them are going to 48 and 96 now. So that's a little, you work 2 days and you're off for four. But currently, my guys are on the 24-48. They love that, and they really enjoy their time off. But some days you need that time off because as I said, we're growing, we're getting a lot busier.
Yeah, that town is. It's so well situated off the highway between Rockford and Chicago. It's Hampshire. That's your hometown today on WGN. Trevor Herman is the fire chief over there, but not for long. Well, it's going to be a passing of the torch. No pun intended there, but congratulations to you and your family. And have a great day, Trevor. Thanks for joining us today.
Thanks, Dad. Appreciate it. Take care.